sort of an analogy that I think is important to think about from a development point of view, and I call it the machine. And the point being that if you think about Stanford's development operation or Harvard's development operation or Michigan's development operation, there's really not that much, the similarities are great between our operation and their operation. A 12-cylinder engine is still a 12-cylinder engine. And the point is, are we running on 3 cylinders or 6 cylinders or 9 cylinders or all 12 cylinders? And what we need to do is look at all the core components of our advancement operation, which are these, and make sure they're functioning as well as they can and that they're resourced as effectively as they can be in order for the whole operation to move forward successfully. So when I set up this presentation, I talked for a few minutes to Chairman Kennedy, and he shared something with me that I think would resonate with the entire group, and I know it resonates with the board and the leadership community, and that is that we're seeking to create a development and an advancement operation that's defined by excellence. And so what we're trying to do from the Vice Chancellor's point of view and from my point of view and the development team's point of view is to follow that those guiding principles and seek to create a program that's excellence is consistent with the overall excellence of the operation. If we can stay on that track and use that as a guiding principle, we can create results that will help fuel the overall organization.
Well, Tom, I'd like to thank you. Just right off the bat, that's about the most candid and frank presentation on fundraising I've seen yet at from the university, and the most data I've seen as well. So I appreciate your ability to aggregate all of that and to present it so clearly. Obviously, there's a lot that needs to be done to react to that, but understanding where we're at makes it a lot easier to figure out where we want to get to. So I just want to express my appreciation for your candor and insight into what we're doing. Are there any questions or any other comments? Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Tom. Okay, and for comic relief now, we're going to invite Vice President Walter Knorr to the stage.
Well, a few things have happened in the last 6 weeks since we last visited. I'm wearing the same socks from 6 weeks ago. I thought what I would do is basically start off by just doing a quick update on federal and state happenings in the last 6 weeks. Some of these have been touched upon, and I'll go through them with alacrity. First of all, we've all read about the federal budget sequestration. It came down on Friday. The impact, if you look at essentially a 5.1% increase sequestration for our federal research programs, that equates to about a $42 million exposure that we have on our federal research programs. There is now talk that the fact that they have to compound that 5% into 7 months, so maybe the number is more like 9%, which would move this number up to about $65 million of exposure if they use that 9% number. Also from sequestration, you probably heard that we have a 2% cut in Medicare, which will affect the hospital's revenue flow on an annual basis. That's $2 to $3 million in Medicare dollars that would be affected at the hospital with the sequestration. Rating agency meetings. We met with Moody's on February the 12th. They will be reporting back to us next week. They're going to be using up all 90 days. They gave us the warning back on December 18th. They said they're going to use all 90 days before they get back and tell us what's going to happen. So as soon as I hear, I will let you know. I have a few slides in the package that we show the rating agencies, things like a diversity of our revenues and the demand on the university that we show them, and I'm going to show them to you in a moment. Certainly today you passed the opportunity to refund auxiliary revenue bonds, to lower the interest rate on those revenue bonds, and certainly the rating agencies are going to ask to see us again, Standard & Poor's, Moody's, and a rating associated with those. The FY12, we had the exit conference, the fiscal year 12 compliance audit. Why this is important, this has to get to the federal government to basically make them happy with all of our federal research grants. We have to get the compliance report to them by the end of March. We had the exit conference last Thursday, and the Auditor General should be releasing that by mid-month, and so we'd be timely with our compliance with the federal government there.